Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, FBI, and NSA issued a joint alert that between January 2020 and February 2022, Russian state-sponsored cyber actors regularly targeted cleared U.S. defense contractors and subcontractors, in some cases obtaining sensitive, unclassified information as well as CDC proprietary and export control technology. Data obtained would give insight into U.S. weapons platform development, communications infrastructure, and IT. Mozilla warned website developers the upcoming Firefox 100 and Chrome 100 browsers might cause issues with websites due to three-digit version numbers and user agent strings. A browser sends a user agent when requesting a web page, which includes information on a browser version and OS. Mozilla began testing sites against three-digit user agent strings in August 2021, finding issues with sites for HBO Go, Bethesda, Yahoo, and Slack, among others. A new directive from China's National Development and Reform Commission, alongside 13 other government bodies, said that authorities would provide guidance for food delivery platform operators to lower restaurant fees. The directive also said these platforms should give preferential discounts to food vendors in cities impacted by COVID outbreaks. YouTube published more methods under consideration to further tackle misinformation. The platform already limits views on videos considered borderline under its misinformation policy, and it may also disable the share button on these videos or break links to them. Other items under consideration include warning label pre-rolls, working with NGOs and local experts on regional issues, and adding labels to fast-developing topics. Last week, reports surfaced that Nike and Amazon discussed internally about acquiring Peloton. The news came as the company laid off 2,800 employees and appointed a new CEO. In an interview with the Financial Times, incoming CEO Barry McCarthy dismissed the company being acquired for the foreseeable future. He emphasized the company had room to grow, saying it was a connected fitness company, not a bike company. Intel announced its Arc GPUs are still set to arrive in laptops this quarter, with desktop cards available in Q2 and workstations in Q3. Intel also announced a cloud service called Project Endgame that will let customers access Arc GPUs remotely. Intel didn't give details on the service, but said it will arrive later this year. Finally, Intel said the third gen of Arc GPUs, codenamed Celestial, will address the ultra-enthusiast segment for head-to-head competition with AMD and NVIDIA. AMD previously confirmed the Ryzen 7000 desktop CPUs, based on its brand new 5-nanometer Zen 4 core architecture, and the respective AM5 platform will be launching in the second half of 2022. Greymon 55 reports that launch may happen as early as Q3 2022, perhaps even at Computex taking place in May. Greymon 55 also reports AM5 motherboards are nearing production and early samples are expected to ship before the end of the month. China's largest chip maker, SMIC, reported record revenue of $5.4 billion in 2021, up 39% on the year. This represents the fastest growth since 2010. The company plans to add more production capacity in 2022 than it did last year, investing $5 billion in 3 plants located in Beijing, Shanghai, and Shenzhen. Apple received another 5 million euro fine from Dutch regulators over dating apps being able to use payment systems outside of Apple's. This brings the total cost of fines to date to 20 million euros. The Authority for Consumer and Markets finds Apple's change, which does allow for third-party payment systems through in-app links to the developer's site or a built-in third-party system, requires companies to submit a separate app binary to be used solely on the Dutch storefront and also report external sales back to Apple. The ACM finds this solution to be unreasonable. Apple will continue to be fined 5 million each week it does not meet the regulator standard, though fines will cap out at 50 million euros. Apple says it will comply with and appeal the order. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit against Meta over its use of facial recognition on Facebook. Meta announced in November it was shutting down Facebook's facial recognition system, no longer identifying opted-in users and deleting more than a billion facial recognition templates. Despite being shut down, Texas alleges the program violated the state's privacy laws while it was still in operation. Senators Richard Blumenthal and Marsha Blackburn unveiled the bill for the Kids Online Safety Act. If passed into law, this would require online platforms to provide parents of children under 16 with tools to track screen time on a service, opt out of autoplay video, and modify content recommendation algorithms. The bill also requires platforms to prevent promotion of self-harm and provides for a research program to look at the effects platforms have on minors. If you watched the Super Bowl, you saw a ton of crypto ads. Sensor Tower found installs for Coinbase, eToro, and FTX grew a collective 279% week over week on February 13th. Coinbase led all crypto apps with installs up 309%. A coalition of large crypto firms, including Coinbase, Robinhood, and BlockFi, began rolling out Travel Rule Universal Solution Technology, or TRUST, as an anti-money laundering standard. This provides a way for virtual asset service providers to gather and send names, account numbers, and location information on senders and recipients using end-to-end encrypted channels. And Meta changed the name of Facebook's news feed to just Feed. The company says the change reflects the diverse content people see on their feeds. A Facebook spokesperson said the name change does not otherwise change the app experience. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.